The number of cases of Zika virus infection continue to climb worldwide, and additional aspects of infection are being identified. Mike Clagg, dean of the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health, describes what's known.
It's not surprising that we continue to learn more about Zika as the epidemic unfolds. There are now more than 1,300 cases in the U.S., almost all tied to travel. It appears that there's the first case in Florida of a domestic transmission from a mosquito. Second, a caregiver for an elderly man who had very high levels of Zika got infected. And then the third appears as the first case of female-to-male transmission.
Clagg says such observations are important to disseminate so prevention efforts can be expanded, but says the best hope remains a vaccine.
Of course, it's going to be important to develop a vaccine for Zika. That's the way we will stop this infection. There are a number of candidate vaccines. The search for a vaccine is moving incredibly rapidly.
At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.